This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. There's a lot of conflicting reports on how bad the flu season is. I would just say go with the worst one just to be on the safe side. Daily Mail is reporting 49 states, 49 of the 50 states reporting either regional or widespread flu activity as of last week. Fox News is reporting 36 states. Either way, that's a heck of a lot of states, okay? Let's just assume flu is everywhere, okay? They say we're going to see a peak in February. And 70 deaths have already occurred across the United States. We're being told from Daily Mail that 13 Alina health hospitals in Minnesota had to implement patient restrictions, giving nurses the authority to ask all visitors to go home if their symptoms are not dire, especially if they are under 5 years old, to help prevent the spread of disease. Now, I guess what they're trying to say is, hospitals are turning patients away unless they are severe. They said of the 870 patients that tested positive for flu at Alina Health Hospitals this season, 120 were admitted, and the restrictions will stay in place until the flu is no longer widespread. They said hospitals have been overwhelmed with the influx of infected patients, seeing an average of 10 patients a day admitted for flu symptoms. Dr. Frank Rame, an infectious disease doctor with Alina Health, told CBS Minnesota, "We can stay at home if you can. We can stay at home if you can." He added that doctors will try to keep children under 5 years old out of the hospital because they may not show signs of the flu but could be highly infectious. So they don't want to get other patients sick. And there's this, you know, some people can recover at home. They don't necessarily have to be at the hospital for flu. My concern is, as somebody worsens, they can develop complications such as pneumonia, and I would like them near a hospital and close by, close follow-up. So my guess is if they are sending them home, they're still giving them very strict follow-up recommendations. They say signs are posted throughout Alina's health hospitals and clinics that remind patients to wash their hands, cover their cough, use face masks, hand sanitizer at each entrance. And flu season began in October. We'll actually go till May, June. And a big concern we have is this H3N2 strain that really hit Australia pretty badly. And this H3N2 strain came kind of early, and they say it sickened about 1,000 people in Australia. And the vaccine that we have for it isn't as effective. Maybe it's 10% effective this year. The CDC reports that it expects our vaccine to overall be 32% effective, but with the flu becoming highly active in multiple states, we're not that optimistic. They say an estimated 9.2 Americans get sick from the flu each year, and this is since 2010. And the CDC estimates that 56,000 have died from the flu in a given recent year. H3N2 is usually responsible for the worst of the flu seasons, especially the 2006-2007, 2012-2013, and 2014-2015 bouts. High activity in nearly half of the U.S., and that's probably what Fox News is talking about in terms of high activity now in 36 states. It's not swine flu. Swine flu is the H1N1, so this is a different strain. About 11 people younger than 65 have died in California. North Carolina has reported 12 deaths. South Carolina, 7. So this isn't good. They say Texas is among the 21 states now inundated with the virus. H3N2 has accounted for nearly 66 to 75% of positive flu tests. So, flu vaccine is your best bet, even if they aren't expecting it to be as, shall we say, effective. 502 flu-related hospitalizations have been reported so far to the CDC. Again, these are reported. Okay, I always assume that there could be an under-reporting. And flu vaccines are still available. Okay? I don't want you thinking you can't get it and that, it's too late. I don't care if it's January. Get the flu vaccine if you can. Still can protect 10, 20, 30% of us. Anyone 6 months of age should be getting the flu vaccine. Pregnant women should. Young children. Those with severe illness. If somebody around you is sick, tell them to go home or you stay away from them. If you are sent home, you need to be home for at least 24 hours. And don't come back if you still have fever or wet cough or any of the other issues. Cover your nose and mouth. Wash your hands with soap and water. Avoid touching your eyes. Clean and disinfect surfaces. A lot of questions about what about the antiviral medications like the Tamiflu. Tamiflu works. It may shorten the duration of the illness. Most flu is self-limited and will go away on its own. But if you think you're going to be hit harder, absolutely. Tamiflu is fine. Take the prescription for the entire period because we don't want resistance. Some of you will say, Dahlia, no, I'm not going to get the flu shot. I'm not going to get the flu shot because the flu shot makes me sick. The flu shot is a killed virus. The virus isn't active. It's the killed skeleton of it. So you will not get the flu from the flu shot. Now, if some people are getting sick after they get the flu shot, there could be a variety of reasons for that. And I've explained this every year. One is you got exposed prior to you getting the flu shot. So you, luck of the draw, coincidentally, you now get the flu. Well, it's flu season. You didn't get the shot quick enough, so you got the flu before the shot could start an immune response and launch an immune response. You already were sick. Number two, it could be some of the substrates within the flu shot that make you feel flu-like that you're not feeling, you know, good with. The other thing is you might be mounting an immune response to the flu shot like your body should do. And when you mount an immune response, you might get fever. You might get some of the symptoms because your body's like, whoa, we got flu, even though it's not the real flu. So some of you go, no, well, I felt like I got the flu after the shot. That isn't necessarily a bad thing. That could be the way your body is mounting an immune response. But there's a lot of people that are skipping out on the flu shot that may not have to. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Resolution, I promise not to sing on the show. Sorry. Already failed my New Year's resolution. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications, a network that, you know, keeps allowing the show to continue, not shutting, you know, me down. Thanks to you, Manny, for working the dials, who also has big control over that button. Could shut it down at any time. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Speaking of buttons, what did Trump tweet? Something about I got a bigger button than you. What did he just tweet to Kim Jong-un? I don't know what he's doing here. I don't know if he likes, I don't understand, but what was his tweet? North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I do have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works. Wow. All right. Well, I don't understand the whole Trump tweeting thing. You know, you sometimes wonder if he's being hacked. He doesn't have to. I mean, you know, he's been doing good from an economy standpoint. He's been showing some cojones, you know, when it comes to foreign policy. So he really doesn't have to be doing these tweets to tick off. What is going on with this? I mean, he doesn't need more media attention. You would think he would want to cut back on the media attention. Unless, again, it's supposed to be a distraction. Could be a distraction. He may be smarter than we think. So I don't think Kim Jong-un is going to want to press his red button, but either way, that sure makes us a little uneasy hearing that. All right, I think Mitt Romney is going to be taking Senator Orrin Hatch's place. As he is switched his tweets to a Utah primary location. I didn't know that switching tweets means switching residencies, unless Mitt Romney has two houses. I'm sure he does. Very wealthy. Handsome guy. By the way, when I met him when he was running for president, he had a great handshake. A real strong handshake. Very handsome guy, by the way. So I was really impressed with his, you know, physical ability and his grip. I thought that was pretty impressive. You know, there was a study years ago saying the stronger your handshake, the healthier you are. And I was like, wow, that's pretty good. So I was pretty impressed with that because I'm like, okay, we want somebody healthy, you know, running for president and being president. He didn't make it, though. But I guess he may be now running for Senate to take over Orrin Hatch, who is retiring, who's been in the Senate for years. So we'll keep you posted on that. Let's switch to weather news. A winter storm is dumping ice and snow. You'd be like, well, so that happens, same old, same old. Yeah, but not in Florida. So apparently Florida is getting this. All the way to North Carolina is expected to strengthen rapidly Wednesday. It pushes up the eastern seaboard, and they're calling it a violent bomb cyclone that could produce blizzard conditions and hurricane-like winds to eastern New England, Delmarva, up to 2 feet of snow in parts of Maine. They say winter weather watches and warnings. Well, that sounds like winter weather watch. That sounds like a fuzzy wuzzy bear. Winter weather watches and warnings were in place Wednesday in a continuous 1,300-mile stretch from northern Florida to northern Maine, being reported by USA Today. In the southeast, winter storm warnings included such usually mild locations like Tallahassee, Savannah, Georgia, Hilton Head, Charleston, South Carolina, North Carolina's Outer Banks, and Wilmington, North Carolina. The warnings for northern Florida have been the first in almost 4 years. We are literally seeing snow in Tallahassee, something that is rare. Snow was reported in Tallahassee Wednesday for the first time in 28 years, according to the Weather Channel. Sharon Rosenberg, 35 years old, a lifelong Tallahassee resident, and her children caught snowflakes on their tongues and made snowballs. Now, while some people are rejoicing in the snow post-Christmas, National Weather Service is warning us of severe driving conditions across the region. Icy roads, black ice, low visibility. I had an uncle who died of black ice. Just driving along, all of a sudden, asphalt that looks black ends up being slippery. Gets into a car accident and dies. Back in the 50s. Not good. Florida authorities on Wednesday shut down a stretch of Interstate 10 east of Tallahassee because of icy conditions. Yes, I think that's the same I-10 that goes all the way to Santa Monica. In Savannah, Mayor Eddie DeLoach urged residents to keep off the roads, bracing for a rare bout of ice and up to 3 inches of snow. Dump trucks filled sand to spread on major streets. I told you guys when I lived in Reno, I didn't know what to do. I've never lived in snowy conditions. And so my boyfriend said, you got to get some sand. And I go, sand? Where do I get sand? There's no beach around here. So he gets me a bunch of bags of sand. And he goes, put these in the back of your truck, your pickup. So I opened up the bags of sand and I dumped them out. And I'm like, but how do I get the sand to stay? Because it's loose, gravel now. It's like, what the hell did you do? You keep them in the bags. So anyway, I was slipping and sliding in the snow. It was a mess. What I would do is I would drive backwards up the hill. I lived off of a hill. So I would do rear-wheel drive because I didn't have front-wheel drive. So I drove rear-wheel drive back to my house going backwards so I could figure out what to do with the sand. That relationship didn't last long. He thought it was stupid. Both the Charleston and Savannah Hilton Head International Airports closed today due to snow and ice. Storm Prediction Center announced an unusual warning for heavy freezing rain along the coast of South Carolina. They say the streets are going to be slick. We could have some serious issues for folks who haven't Art Yusuf is driving. Governor of Georgia, Nathan Deal, declared a state of emergency through Friday for 28 counties because of the frigid weather. South Carolina Highway Patrol Relations Officer was on the ice stretch, videotaped a spot for his Twitter feed, and warned drivers to stay off the road when a van slid off the road into a ditch. And then he had to stop and go and check on the van while he was videotaping. Five school districts have closed school in northern Florida. Tallahassee students were supposed to return from winter break, but they got another day because of this. Disney. All right. What's happening with Disney in Florida? They say the state's largest theme parks announced that the water attractions, like Disney's Typhoon Lagoon, Universal Orlando's Volcano Bay, and SeaWorld's Aquatica, closed because of the snow, the cold snap. So, North Carolina Zoo offered half-price admission because polar bears are going to be frolicking in the weather. Surprise, half-price. I would be like, you know, going there. Love to see frolicking that. Indianapolis, negative 12 degrees. First time since 1887. Their school's canceled. Chicago area, wind chills expected between negative 35 and negative 20 degrees. Frostbite, hypothermia. I wrote something on hypothermia for New Year's. Check that out on my website. I don't want you guys getting hypothermic. Blizzard conditions by Connecticut to Maine, all that. So, guys, be careful out there, please. The storm's going to roar through. The Northeast will see brutal, record-challenging cold Friday and Saturday. Philadelphia, inches of snow. Looks like most of the Eastern Seaboard is going to be affected by this. So, Godspeed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a model who was singing karaoke, pretty girl, and she died because she suffered a brain hemorrhage while singing. Karen Stella Wong, 28 years old, was singing a song alongside her friends at a karaoke lounge December 12th. Her head started to hurt. Then one side of her body went numb. She was rushed to Singapore General Hospital. She slipped into a coma and unfortunately died 3 days later. According to local media, she suffered bleeding to the brain, an intracerebral hemorrhage. Basically, she had a hemorrhagic stroke. The 28-year-old was a marketing consultant, a part-time model, had no medical history, according to her father. No one in the family had any history of acute intracerebral hemorrhage, according to her dad, Lawrence Wong. Once in a while, she would get a headache like normal people do. She apparently did donate her kidneys and her liver. You know, when you hear cases like this, and this has made headlines, of course, I get emails and messages going, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, I get headaches. I, you know, feel numb. And that scares you to think all you did was sing karaoke. So my guess is she might have had an aneurysm. Or she might have had maybe uncontrolled high blood pressure. I doubt it. If they were able to diagnose, if they were able to donate the kidneys, that means her kidneys were healthy, so I don't think it was a high blood pressure issue. But my guess is she had a weakness in the vessel, or she had a ballooning of the vessel called an aneurysm. And when you have a weakening of the wall, it's very easy for these things to burst when pressure rises and they get excited, you know, about something, or they get excited and try to hit the high note. It's rare. It's very scary. It's not always common. People ask me, what should they do when they have headaches in terms of a workup? How do they know they don't have a tumor, or they don't have a stroke, or they aren't at risk for a stroke? Hemorrhagic strokes such as this is more rare than the more common strokes, the ischemic strokes. Ischemic strokes we see in older individuals more commonly. You can see them in younger, but more commonly older. Cholesterol plaques, arteriosclerosis, not a lot of blood supply going to the brain, or a clot that can go to the brain and cause lack of blood flow to the brain. Those are ischemic or thrombolic strokes. Hemorrhagic is when you have a bleed. Stroke means part of the brain is not getting oxygen. So if you have chronic headaches, any sort of neurological deficits, I recommend an MRI of the brain. Have your medical provider examine you, see what you need. But again, something like this is rare. All right, guys, don't go away. People are moving out west. It's too expensive to live back east. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it looks like more and more Americans are leaving the East Coast, not just because of the storm coming in, but just in general, and heading out west. Why? Because it's, quote, cheaper, warmer, and easier to find a job. Now, where did this data come from? This came from the movie company United Van Lines. And tracking their statistics, they indicate that Americans are heading west, whereas parts of the Northeast and Midwest are losing people. They say the St. Louis-based moving company released yesterday its 41st annual National Movers Study. Tracks customer state-to-state migration patterns. 3 of the 4 top destination states in the West included Oregon, Idaho, and my state, Nevada. They say Vermont, a Northeast state, had the highest percentage of inbound migration in 2017. 68% of state-to-state moves in Vermont were inbound last year. At the other end of the spectrum is Illinois, which had the highest percentage of outbound moves. People leaving Illinois. Not sure if a lot of that Chicago or suburbs, 63%, followed by New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. Idaho is swiftly becoming the fastest growing state in the union and is apparently the fourth cheapest cost of living in the country. I'm looking at pictures of these places. It's gorgeous. I'm looking at Portland, Oregon. I've never been to Oregon. Portland, never. I need to. Got to get up there somehow. They say the state's unemployment rate in Idaho is below the national average at 2.9%. Idaho saw its population rise by 2.2% from January 1, 2016 to January 1, 2017, making it the fastest growing state in the nation, Idaho. They say the Mountain West continues to increase in popularity, so they're not going all the way to California. Maybe not going all the way to Washington, but they will go to Oregon. They will go to Nevada, mountain states, Idaho, Colorado. They said apparently this is the most popular destination for retirees, with 1 in 4 movers insinuating that they chose to move there for retirement. Northeast usually loses a lot of people when people want to retire because of snow. Shoveling the snow. They say, with New Jersey, 63% left, or 63%, I guess, were outbound as opposed to moving in-state. New York, 61%. Connecticut, 57%. The director of marketing communications at United Van Lines, Melissa Sullivan, said for more than 40 years, United Van Lines has been tracking which states people are moving to. And then we survey customers to understand why. So the top 10 inbound and outbound states of 2017 were Vermont, I guess the most people moving. Came from Vermont, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, South Dakota, Washington, South Carolina, North Carolina, Colorado, and Alabama. But outbound, leaving, was Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Kansas, Massachusetts, Ohio, Kentucky, Utah, and Wisconsin. Okay, so what's going on? Well, I live in Nevada, and yeah, the houses are a hell of a lot cheaper than California. We get a lot of California people moving here. When we had to sell our house, we had a house that we bought pre-recession. And we had built the house, so it was a lot cheaper for us to, when you buy a piece of land, and then you build the house, you're able to basically do it for half the cost of what it ends up appraising for. So we're really excited about that. And when we bought this house, it was pre-recession, and the houses had gone up, really, they went up, you know, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, houses skyrocketed. So we took out a second mortgage or a home equity loan to pay off a bunch of things. And we did that right before the recession. We wanted to take out another mortgage to then pay staff and during the recession, and that was difficult. We had to just end up selling the house. And we had sold the house in 5 days. Less than 5 days. Somebody made an offer almost instantaneously. And I told my husband, if we were going to sell this house, it was going to be somebody from California. The taxes are too high, things are too expensive there, and this house is going to look like a steal, especially since it's on a lake. And so luckily we were able to pay it off, make a little money on it, and able to move. In a recession, to be able to sell a house, it's difficult, unless you are cheaper than the state the person is coming from. So we found ourselves very, very lucky, and we predicted it'd be somebody from California. They're not talking about in this study that a lot of people from California are leaving, but I think a lot of people are, because what now? There's a gas tax, and it just costs too much to live there. Now, mind you, I love California. I was born there, and I've lived there in two different parts of my life, and I loved it there. I hated moving from California. I feel like I belong in California, in terms of that's just where home is. But it's expensive. Some people say, you know what, it's worth it because I like living here. For others, they're like, no, I want a house. I don't want to be in an apartment. I want to save. I don't want to be taxed at the yin-yang. Now, in terms of finding a job easier, well, that's going to come with growth. The more people that move to a certain part of the country, the more need for jobs. Growth is important, and we have a nice little boost to the economy right now. I don't know how long it's going to last. We don't know what's going on with robots. We don't know what's going on with Amazon. We don't know what's going on with, you know, commercial real estate. So I'm very, very nervous about the future. But for now, we have a nice boost. And the more you have an influx of people coming in, the more you're going to need staff. you're going to need employees. You're going to need, you know, people shop, people buy. So the bigger these online companies get, they're going to need more people in their warehouses or local delivery or whatever. So we have a nice employment outlook right now. We could be optimistic for the time being, temporarily. So if Idaho's growing, you're looking for a job, you might as well check out Idaho. Nevada looks like it's pretty good now in terms of hiring. Looks like with Nevada, even though we just got over Christmas season, we may have a lot of hiring. We got, you know, huge conventions coming in. You know, we got CES, Magic. Is it the porn convention coming in? So anyway, this is a real hotbed coming into the late winter, early spring for, you know, conventions and stuff. So Nevada, you know, and Reno, they do well with that. Ski season up in Tahoe. So, you know, some of you, for your New Year's resolution was, all right, I'm going to find a new job. I'm going to change the way my financial situation is. And I talked to you yesterday about how don't just make these New Year's resolutions. Well, I'm going to become wealthy, or I want to get a better job, or I want to, you know, you got to do little baby steps. But the one step you could do, if you really want to improve your financial, you know, foundation, is downsize. If you have a four-bedroom house and you don't need a four-bedroom house, and you think the market is prime for you to sell, and again, I'm no economist, but if you live in an area where people are coming to you, and you could give somebody a good deal on that house, make some money, and then buy a smaller place, buy a condo, buy maybe a two-and-a-half-bedroom house, something that makes you could sell, make sure you have plenty of bathrooms. You know, it's something to think about if you could downsize. If you don't need two cars and you can get away with one, try that. If you don't need three-car garages and you can get away with two, look what you can do to downsize. If you really look at your house, how much square footage do you really live in? If your kids can sleep in a bunk bed, let them sleep in a bunk bed. Each kid doesn't have to have their own room. It blows my mind that my kids have their own rooms. And what do? Well, they hang out in each other's room. I'm like, I could be saving all this money on square footage. Cats are more in the bedrooms than they are. I'm like, why don't you guys just bunk together? No, 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 I hate him. No, 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 he stinks. No, no, he farts. Okay, fine, fine. I just blows my mind that my kids, I mean, I'm glad I could give them a lavish life where they have separate bedrooms because I didn't have that. There was a couple years we did and we had good years, but for the most part we did. They each have their own bathroom. I can't wait to downsize. I cannot wait. Move out, go to college, go to state school so I save money. Get a scholarship for academics. I don't have to pay anything. Let me downsize. Start saving some money. Same thing with a job. You know, if you think you can get a better paying job right now, and employment's looking good. Now remember, the grass always looks greener. You know, be very careful leaving a job that you've been with for many years and have some seniority. But if you think you can, you know, it's the time to look. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So California's pretty excited because they start recreational pot sales. From what we understand, the clients have jammed stores. Apparently there was a huge banner in a pot shop in Santa Cruz saying prohibition is over. Somebody was handing out t-shirts. Giant leap for mankind. The Golden State turned a shade greener, they say, with its first sales of recreational marijuana. Ceremonial ribbon cuttings occurred on Monday. I guess now there were all these samples and, oh my gosh, people were just all excited. Sounds like first day sales were huge. There were 100 state licenses issued so far. Not enough to meet the demand. Riverside and Fresno had outlawed sales, and Los Angeles and San Francisco did not act soon enough to authorize shops to get state licenses by New Year's Day. California state and local governments say still have a lot of work ahead to get the massive industry running. It is projected to bring in $1 billion annually in tax revenue within several years. It will. It'll bring in money. Absolutely. Charles Baldwin, chief compliance officer of Show Grow in Santa Ana, opened to retail customers a couple days ago. He was concerned that a delay in local and state approvals could create shortages of products for consumers. Oh, yeah, they're going to run out. You can only grow marijuana at X amount of rates. I think we talked about that. It takes 3 months to grow a marijuana plant. Anyway, so they are looking at hundreds of licensed cultivators and manufacturers coming out of an environment where we literally have thousands of people who are cultivating and manufacturing. So the red tape is a bit of a bottleneck in the chain supply. The Bureau of Cannabis Control regulators worked through the holiday to try to process 1,400 pending license applications for retail sales, distribution, testing facilities, and other businesses. Flood of applications for shops in L.A. and San Francisco is expected after being approved locally. Get rich quick. I tell you, man, you're lucky enough to do that. You're lucky enough to get into that business. Man, something I wouldn't think of doing. I just worry about the liability. I'm not a very good risk taker when it comes to that. But I got to tell you, you get yourself a license to be able to sell that, you are going to make it big. Los Angeles is going to be the biggest market in the state, of course. Some of those shops may be licensed by the state a little quicker than others already in line. It's going to cause some fights. I'm sure people in Fresno are going to be upset. So, but just going to tell everybody, you want to have some weed. Okay, relax until we can get your license processed. The most populous U.S. state, which is California, now selling marijuana has been a huge turnaround in terms of the national culture when it comes to marijuana. California had banned what they called, quote-unquote, local weed in 1913. It started to ease criminal penalties for the use of the drugs in the 70s, legalized it for medical purposes in 1996. Then California voters 2 years ago made it legal for adults 21 or older to grow, possess, and use the limited quantities of marijuana. So, DUIs, yes, could be in play. A lot of issues with the schools. We're being told that pregnant women are in California have been smoking marijuana more on the rise. Study published from the Journal of the American Medical Association looked at records of 279,000 women residing in California who were on Kaiser Permanente insurance, and participating women were asked to answer a questionnaire and go through a drug test to see if they tested positive for marijuana use. Researchers found that marijuana consumption among pregnant women in the state had risen over the last 7-8 years from 4.2% to 7.1%. So what, 1 in 12? 1 in 13 pregnant women smoke pot. Kelly Young Wolf, the study's lead researcher, and Dr. Nancy Goldler said their study shows how marijuana might potentially harm an unborn child. They say our study is important because it addressed key limitations of prior studies by investigating trends in prenatal marijuana use. Well, one, nobody wanted to admit it because they thought they'd go to jail. Number two, you can't really take a woman and say smoke pot and let's see what happens to your baby. The marijuana usage increased the most in young females. They say they were concerned to find that the prevalence of marijuana use in pregnancy is increasing more frequently among younger females, age 24 and younger, and see the higher prevalence of use in this age group. Why would somebody pregnant want to smoke pot? It's the most commonly used illegal drug during pregnancy. And they say it can impair fetal growth and neurodevelopment. Now, fetal alcohol syndrome babies, we saw a lot of in the 70s and 80s until they finally said, look, guys, no alcohol in pregnancy. Yes, alcohol can be safe in pregnancy in small amounts. But what they decided to do was say, look, since we got so many of these cases and the liability is going to be on us, let's just say no alcohol for now. It's safer to do that with a pregnant woman. And so most doctors will still say no alcohol. We are going to see a rise of marijuana babies. Now, there should be already a prevalence of marijuana babies because marijuana has been around for decades, centuries actually. But now with marijuana being legal, there's this concept, well, if it's legal, it's safe. It wouldn't be legal if it wasn't safe. but it's not studied. This is the big problem we medical doctors have when it comes to marijuana and medicine. We would love to be able to tell patients to go smoke or consume or ingest marijuana for a medical ailment. If you told me marijuana helps increase insulin sensitivity and will prevent diabetes, I would be the first person to tell people to use it. If you told me that it helped with sleep or it helped with anxiety, I would tell people from a medical standpoint without repercussions. Issues on their memory, issues on their lungs, etc. All right? GI tract. Fine. I would recommend it. But we don't have enough studies. Now, one reason for such is because it's been illegal. If it's illegal, it's really hard to study. You need individuals who have been, you know, who feel that without repercussions, they could honestly admit to using it for these studies. Well, yeah, I smoke, yeah, this, yeah, that. And it wasn't until recently that we learned about all these things. Seizures, seizure control, maybe marijuana does increase the seizure threshold so you don't have seizures as easily. We couldn't study it because, again, people wouldn't admit it. A parent saying they gave their kid pot would fear going to jail. Now more and more are saying, yeah, it helps my kid. Sue me. So we're going to get more data soon, but until we do, we still can't say it's safe. So this idea that marijuana is becoming legalized and, you know, medicinal marijuana is out there may cause these younger individuals to think, okay, it's safe. And that's not good. They say it has been directly associated with preterm labor, fetal growth restriction, preterm birth, low birth weight, stillbirth, still debatable in medical journals, but this is what's being investigated and what's being theorized. So, I'd say go slow. Mike Tyson, though, is getting in on the whole marijuana excitement and celebration. I'm not sure what the word is, but he has bought, I guess, a 40-acre marijuana ranch in California. He is going to become a heavyweight in California's marijuana industry. He and some business partners have broken ground on a 40-acre ranch in a state that they envision will be a destination for growers and consumers of newly legal wheat. So, I don't think he's boxing anymore. It's called Tyson Ranch. We'll reportedly set aside 20 acres for the cultivation of marijuana by master growers, while the property will also feature facilities to help growers and those interested in becoming one. In addition, the ranch will offer an edibles factory, an amphitheater, and areas for glamping. What? Glamping? I gotta look it up, guys. I'm sorry. What does glamping mean? Here we go. Google glamping. That was being reported by the Washington Post. What is glamping? Doesn't say. No. I don't know. I don't know what glamping is. Doesn't give me a nice, easy way to do that. But anyway. So apparently, they are getting into the marijuana growing business. You know what? That's where the money is. So look, you know, I really hope that we find some real good medicinal uses. I predict that we will. Just please don't assume it's safe, especially if you're pregnant. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Deli.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.